I've always loved the ocean since I was a kid. My grandfather owned a boat. I think it was a combination. I enjoyed the fishing, and as much it was a chance to be with my father and my grandfather, which never happened. They were always working, and I was always something. So that was the one time you were together. So I've definitely always associated with family time.
Growing up on the coast in Connecticut, Giants offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride often dreamed of following in his father's footsteps.
My dad was a high school teacher and a coach. I thought he had the greatest job in America. I thought it was phenomenal. And much to his chagrin, that's what I decided to do.
After playing quarterback and tight end at Southern Connecticut State, Gilbride got his first break at Idaho State University.
I started, believe it or not, on the defensive side. Everyone always associates me with offense, but I started on the defensive side, coaching the secondary. I was just a grad assistant, didn't have a position. The second year they gave me a position, I had the linebackers.
That job began Gilbride's coaching journey, which took him from multiple college jobs up to Canada and eventually the NFL. A disciple of the run and shoot, Gilbride became the offensive coordinator of the Houston Oilers in 1990. With Warren Moon at quarterback, Gilbride's reputation took off.
We had great offenses. We were first or second in the league every year. We're in the playoffs seven straight years. But as always, eventually something happens and they let Warren Moon go to the Minnesota Vikings. We went with Cody Carlson as our starting quarterback. He got injured on the opening drive of the first game, and make a long story short, we got fired.
Gilbride moved on to Jacksonville, and after two seasons as the Jaguars offensive coordinator, he finally became a head coach. Considered one of the game's top offensive minds, Gilbride took over the helm of the San Diego Chargers in 1997. Unfortunately, it was a stint that would be short-lived.
We were going through a tumultuous time, and that led to the drafting of Ryan Leaf, and that led to the termination of Kevin Gilbride. So I left, and I took a job with the Pittsburgh Steelers for 2 years, left there, went to the Buffalo Bills for 2 years, and then wound up coming to the New York Giants.
The New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
With a Super Bowl ring on his finger, Gilbride received more good news when his son Kevin Jr. joined the family business in 2010 as the Giants' offensive quality control coach.
Everybody kind of thinks I just followed in my father's footsteps, but that wasn't necessarily the reason I got into coaching. It was part of it, but it wasn't the whole thing. I had a lot of great coaches who made a very positive impact on my life. To me, that's what was very important. And that's why I wanted to get into it, and hopefully I can impact some people in a positive way as well.
My wife was just wanted him to realize, don't judge the football by your father. You don't realize that he started Division III and worked his way up, and all you've seen is him at a professional level. It can be tough, but it's a great life. It's never boring.
And now, coaching alongside each other, their relationship has become much more than just father and son.
Because he's my son, normally I'd be more hands-on, hey, do this. But I just say, hey, you know what, Coach Coughlin's handling you. I'll let you let him yell at you. Coach Coughlin's tough enough.
Now that the two Gilbrides are working side by side, they cherish the time they can spend together, both on and off the field.
These moments are few and far between, and when you get them, you really have to take advantage of them.
Got one! Yep.
Hey, we got a good size one, I think.
It's special. There's no question. It was a great experience that I never really thought was going to happen.
Whoa! Woo-hoo-hoo! Nice, Bob.
He's a tremendous teacher, and I learned a lot from him just in this 1 year.
Look at the size of that boy.
Hey, that's your best fish this year, ain't it?
It could be. I think it is.
I think it is.
Awesome.
And I look forward to learning a lot more moving forward.